You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
203 in the nation's capital, and we are proud to introduce our 2 o'clock guests, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, and it is the Wizard, Mr. Basketball, Walt Williams. Welcome back, Walt, and we appreciate, man, that you, like, just like charity, man, you always there for us. It's like the soup line, and you always come through for us, man, and we appreciate it. I mean, just think, well, yeah, the last 24 hours, you've been heralded. You've been at the ABIS, the Championship Legends Weekend with Dr. Holder. What was that like? I mean, you've been honored so often. Does it ever seem different?
Oh, man, this is definitely different right here, you know, receiving a Shaquille O'Neal Economic Sustainability Award, you know. I'm just going about my business, you know, as a financial advisor, educating the youth, especially during these NIL, during this NIL environment, and, you know, also just servicing my clients, man. And so to get recognized in this way and something like this, it's a true blessing. And it just shows that, you know, professional athletes, man, we can excel in other things.
So bit of a bombshell NBA wise. Whenever, I mean, Detroit was doing so many good things. You know, it just seemed like, and then this Beasley incident, if you're up to speed on it or privy to any information about, it's scary, man. You start talking about federal gambling probe. Is that something we should get accustomed to happening a little bit more often now? Do you think it's deep-seated?
Oh, man, that's tough to say right now. It's, especially, you know, information is flowing. You know, all types of information is flowing right now. Everything's a little bit fresh, man. But I would guess that absolutely this environment is you're gonna have a higher propensity for this type of environment to take place when you're talking about what you can do, gambling, expanding who gets paid, you know, expanding that environment, the combination of the two. I mean, I think that it makes sense that something like this is a higher a chance of something like this happening.
I can only imagine if you hit NIL in your day. Sometimes I think all the old heads sit back and think, what would it have been like if you had the internet working the way it is? If social media, how many kids have been wearing them socks up to their knees? I think about it often, about the guys who, I mean, because you had swag, you weren't even asking for it, but they were following, people trying to follow the Wizard's swag and how he was handling himself. So now you're educating the next generation. And that's a responsibility, man, that we applaud you for accepting. But it's got to be a bit difficult now because you're dealing with young, bright minds and you got to deal with their parents.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, man, having experience being in that situation and understanding the different things that are coming at you, I tend to be able to identify with, you know, decisions being made and just try to make sure that at the end of the day, you can make sure the path is successful. It's different, always different ways to skin a cat, man, but you just got to make sure you're doing things in the best way possible and making sure it's in the best interest of the kid, man, because he's ultimately what you're thinking about and what you should be making all decisions in the best interest of.
We always have, and Mr. Basketball is with us as he does on a regular basis, and we just can't thank him enough for sharing his skills with the DMV and the Odyssey app. The Wizards, I think, are taking a path that I trust. It seems to be well thought out. But you know and I know, it's about the players. And do they decide to buy in? They have a defensive mindset, have some length. I thought, you know, the good move with the guard, shooter. Somebody's got to shoot, make buckets. You was a buckets guy in great volume. When you look at them and glance at the local side, do you go thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, I'll tell you what, I like that pick in Trey Johnson. He's a good size guard. He can shoot. He's quick. I mean, people tend to focus on how well he can shoot, and he can shoot. But that kid is quick. He's athletic. He can put a ball on the floor and create. The thing that he's going to have to get better at is his floor vision, just seeing the floor and being able to, when he breaks the defense down, being able to make that play. He got to get better at that. And then you talk about Will Riley, that 6'8 dude. He just has a good feel for the game. He's a good size. He's versatile. He can create. He needs to work on his shot. But, you know, I think that at the end of the day, it depends on if he works on his shot, I think he'll be able to play in that shooting guard role a little bit more. And I think that he will excel more as a shooting guard rather than a small forward. Those small forwards are a little bit stronger and bigger. So I think that right now he will excel more as a shooting guard. So he's going to have to work on getting that shot. But I think the Wizards, man, where they lack is interior. So they did not really satisfy that in the draft. Who knows what they can do in terms of trades or things like that. You get a veteran like McCollum there. You know, that's always a good situation. But at the end of the day, right now they don't have enough talent, especially in the interior.
I always wonder from the guys who've been there, because I know things that I see having been inside that locker room and been in those meeting rooms. And I posed the question yesterday. I go, we get new players. Then we say off day one, we're telling the people that we've got to lose even more to get in the lottery in order to get better. And that confuses the hell out of me, having not been in that system. I'm going, isn't it the players that decide we're going to ratchet this thing up, if for nothing more, with our effort defensively, but we're going to make some subtle changes? But it sounds like a contradiction. Wait a minute. Aren't we supposed to tank? No, hell no. We're trying to win. But wait a minute. Winning, that takes us out. So we're banking everything on a pick we don't even know who's going to be and how that person's going to work out. And to me, it's insane.
Yeah. I think as a player, I don't know, if you're out there and you're playing in the game, do you take your foot off the gas? I couldn't imagine that at all. So
right.
What you have to do as a coach is play guys who give you a less chance of winning games and play those guys a little bit more. And I think that's the only thing that you can do in that situation. I just couldn't imagine going out there and not, you know, trying to put your best foot forward and just plain and frank, man, just trying to bust people's ass out there, dog, every opportunity you get.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't imagine, you know,
you
not
help
doing
me through
that.
It. Because I just couldn't do it. And Walt Williams breaking it down here, I just don't understand that. I don't understand how you even put that together to somebody in the beginning. I can see midway point, hey, you know, we 18 away, whatever. But to start, we can't even try to make it a run at this thing in the beginning when everybody's even and I'm supposed to be good at selecting. I'm getting people in here. We got basketball, man. We got guys in here right now, 19, 20, 21 years old. They're not afraid of nobody. Maybe somebody, a Kentatupo, somebody comes in, we just get outmatched. But other than that, the only way out is to tank. We got to lose to be good. Man, come on, Slim. In the beginning, we start off, that's our opening meeting. I can't digest it.
no way.
I'm sorry. I know the money's good, but my God, as a base, and then we're trying to grow this base, they said, well, maybe you need to educate yourself more. Yeah, I do, and will. When you start educating me by showing me your people are fundamentally sound, because I'm saying maybe we're losing some of these things on game day, not in the preparation of it, but on game day. So I think it matters. I got an issue. I have to ask the questions when people say, well, yeah, my coach is a developer. We're trying to win games. That mm-hmm. seems like two different roles. And correct me if I'm wrong.
No, I agree 100% with you. I agree.
Oh, no, he's this, he that. Well, I'm trying to win games in season. That's why I feel like I'm disconnected from it. But I tell you what, you always clear things up, and we appreciate you taking time out. What is today? Pickleball, pool, I mean, you painting a portrait. Your social life is so...
Just relaxing, man. Just relaxing with the family, that's all.
All right, brother. We appreciate it, man. Go ahead on and tap one from us. We appreciate you, man, giving us what we need, that perspective that we couldn't get from no one other than the Wizard. Appreciate you, man. Nothing but love for you.
Hey, Doc. Always a pleasure, man. You're my guy for sure, man. I definitely want to give a special thanks to ABIS. I appreciate the award. Under Armour as well for the support.
Yes.
It was just a great night. Especially enjoyable because I got an opportunity to share with my family. So it was great.
Oh, that's great. And Brother, I mean, he only has one way of doing things, and it's at the highest standard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
Yeah, okay, good deal. That is Walt Williams. I've shown my age a little bit, man, when you start talking about seeing a young man playing from high school, college, pros, and he's out of the league now, and we're still doing this thing, but the fact that he gives you something that I certainly couldn't do because I haven't been where he's been. And you need to know that as you form your thoughts, because if you listen to some things and read certain things, I mean, I don't know how people survive it. I honestly have no idea how you survive it. It is 2:15 and in the nation's capital. Good opportunity now for you to light it up at 1-800-636-1067. You agreed with the Wizard. What's your gut tell you? I do feel good about what we've selected here. I do want to understand the message. And then again, it comes up to the toddlers. But this gambling thing, it's no joke, man. Don't act like you didn't hear us say this. Federal investigation. That means they had eyes on you for a minute. We will, Bennett, let's step aside and take a quick one and come back and load it up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
221. Oh, yeah. It has been, it's crazy, man. But love the weather. Love being able to see it. We got everything going for us right now. Hoops, everything but hockey, which is now behind us. But we got that baseball going on. And it should be time to hear from Mitchell from New Jersey. You know, when he's a seam head, to say the very least. Mitch, what's going on?
How's it going, Doc? How you doing?
Really well, man. Really well. Got a couple of winners here locally and got to be patient with the Nats. But, you know, hey, man, we're in the hunt. That's all that matters.
I'm going to see them Tuesday. I'm heading down to Florida, Virginia. I'm still in Maryland. Delaware always kills me with traffic, I tell you. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, it's serious.
When does the renovations finish? I'll never know. I might not be
They don't.
You got that right.
Some of that's good because it's progress.
As long as they're making things better. More good than bad, I always say.
Yeah.
At least to my kid.
What's on your mind?
Mets, right now they do have some talent, but the only talent that I'm worried about, they can let James Witt go. I think he has a chance to be the MVP. Playoffs or not, it's for what you've done for the regular season. He's carrying that team. I wish he has somebody to hit behind him like Ohtani does. I'm also a Dodger fan, too. But Ohtani's got Mr. Betts sitting behind him. They can't pitch around him, but they should. But he's got his 29 fingers. James Wood is doing it without. They got some injury on this team. Abrams doesn't scare anybody. I'm telling you, they can sign him, and with the leverage he has, I don't think it's going to cost us that much. On to the Wizards. I like their draft choices. Do you think they can sign anybody in free agency? We know about Giannis and Kevin Durant. He's a fickle. He's a Fairweather fan, as they say back in the day. What do you say, Doc? And I better
no,
focus on the
no. Road. I say I no. You just said Giannis, and I go, Kevin Durant. Yeah. You're not coming here.
All right. Giannis.
You had Westbrook. The one thing that if I had any influence in history, it would have been for the Beverly Hillbillies, a.k.a. the Lakers, to have left Westbrook here. Westbrook was perfect
for here.
For here, he was perfect. It was an absolute train wreck with the Lakers. But that's what happens when you have the Beverly Hillbillies in charge of things. They're running like a country store. And now that they can, if we just got to get rid of that and start running, you know, like a business, and then you can get some things accomplished.
I also thought you meant the Lakers are run by the Beverly Hillbillies too.
They are. No, that's what I mean. Not us. No, not here. Here they're doing the very best they can. They're not built for that here. It's not what the structure is all about. It never has been. And the decisions that they've made have put you in this mess you're in. You know, those contracts are some of the worst negotiated deals of all time. But these people here are oblivious to it. They actually think they have accomplished something of note. It's ridiculous what has happened here. So now we're on a straight path of trying to rebuild it, trying to do it the right way. I give them credit for that, but you're miles away from the prize and being competitive on that standpoint. We realize we'll be patient with it. But what else do you ever hear here? That's what you hear.
But you were close. You were close to Flagg. You came so close to Cooper Flagg.
They didn't get close. They didn't know they lost a lot. They didn't get close. I'm not certain that the league doesn't have something to do with it, which is pitiful. I'm embarrassed even saying it. I don't believe that it's done above board. I just don't. Because the worst team should have a chance at the best players.
I think it should be just one ping pong ball, and that's it. You just wreck like the pick three,
well,
pick four.
I don't like the cues. I have no bit, but I'm just saying Dallas? I mean, and not that they're the first team to bring note to it, but it's just like, teams are terrible. It should be the three worst teams, period. They'd only have a chance at it. Maybe. But whatever it is, let them work it out. And I'll be honest with you, Mitchell. Even if it weren't that way, some of these teams would still, they couldn't win if you gave them a 20-point lead to start the game. And some of them. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of wannabes that are in suits and ties, camouflaged as executives, that are just not very good at what they do. You can't be mediocre that often and convince me that you should be in the position of authority. I'm just not buying it. Always good to hear from you, my brother. I've got to get to a break. It is 7:27 in the nation's capital. And you know what? We're just having a funky good time. We keep lighting it up because we got a lot going on today, and hopefully some victories will be following. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July Mega Sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
2:31 in the nation's capital. It has been it's been a good ride. Bennett Solomon on pushing all the right buttons. DOC on the microphone, and Sib is on the line. What's on your mind, my brother?
What's up, brother? Happy belated birthday! I'm your Gemini brother. 2 days.
Oh apart. Yes.
You know me. I haven't called in a while, Doc. Good to hear you on the air, man.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're still breathing. Well, I don't hear from some of the folks, the regulars. I get concerned.
Well, you got all these high, you know, dignitaries. You know, I'm like, I have to get out the way. You know, you got all these, your canine crew and everything, so I got to get out the way.
Well, I mean, you know, you can't get out of the way. You can join that crew. That crew is open.
Yeah.
We've always got room for another dog.
I appreciate it, Doc. Thank you so much. I want to say two quick things, Doc. One is about the Terry McLaurin thing, okay? I've been the Redskins Washington fan since 1977, Jack Party days, you know that. And then when I see Art Monk, Gary Clark, Brian Mitchell let go, I mean, no disrespect to Terry McLaurin, I'm like, who is Terry McLaurin? Because when I see those brothers go, potential Hall of Famers, I mean, Art is already one, but I mean, like, should be Hall of Famer Gary Clark. And I'm thinking, here's my thing, Doc, you and I from old school, I know your offensive line hog partners like Jake, Bosco, anybody. Terry's under contract, okay? Is he not getting paid? He's getting paid. Then, to me, he's got to show up. You can work out your contract later, but you're still getting paid, dog. You can't be just like, you know, I'm sorry, man. I don't have a sympathy, empathy. I know, like, Paulie was talking to AWOD this morning, and I think it was this morning. He's like, you know, he's okay with, everybody has their opinion, but my opinion is, I'm from the old school, man. You're still under contract, you're getting paid. You got to show up. I'm sorry. I mean, you can negotiate that later, but, you know, that doesn't mean you're holding out for what? They're paying you, right? So that's how I look at that one. The other thing about the Wizards is, Doc, they're so short-sighted. They're so, I'm sorry. The ownership and management have, I've been watching them since 1977. I was lucky enough to watch Phil Chenier and Bobby D and all them, the championship.
Oh, yeah, now you're talking.
In my life.
Chenier and Bobby D. Yeah.
Bobby D, Elvin Hayes, Kevin Porter, all them guys.
Yeah.
I mean, God rest his soul.
You're talking bullets.
Yeah, bullets, exactly. Doc, these people are so short-sighted. They're like, they're going to tank, right? Okay, you're going to tank. First of all, you're going to make it public. You know, daggone well, old school, no way you're going to say that outward, you know, because you have pride and, you know, respect. I mean, I don't have any. If you're going to come out in public and say, even the owner said that, we're going to tank. But dude, you're so short-sighted. Do you think the rest of the NBA world is going to stand still for you and wait for you? So you guys, you tank 2-3 years and you think you're going to get up to their level? Are you crazy? They're not waiting for you. Even this is such a it just boggles my mind how they're thinking like that. Like, you're going to tank for 2-3 years and the rest of the NBA is going to wait. Oh, let's wait till the Wizards get good and then we're going to compete. What? The world's moving, man. What y'all talking about? Tanking. They're going to be tanking. I mean, this is crazy. Anyway, Doc, I'm sorry I'm yelling, man. I'm just like, it just baffles my mind when these guys think like that. And just, I just shake my head. I don't know. Ever since they let Phil Chenier and Buck go, I have not watched a single game of the Washington Wizards. It's been about 3 years now, at least. I'm sorry, man. Sorry. I have to get that off my chest. Sorry.
That's okay. Hey, man. Be glad we have a format that will allow you to do it. They have good people. I mean, and change is inevitable. Nothing remains the same. We have to grow into that. Where you and I could arm wrestle over, I don't mind. Terry's got to do what he's got to do. Every player eventually comes to the fork in the road. If you've got enough clout, you can push the envelope. If not, usually management controls it. They control it.
Yep.
So you don't have a lot of leverage in that. It's still pro ball. And it's easy for us on the outside to say what we would do and this and that, but those people are living it in real time. All I'm going is that it's a roster. No one person, because you could be injured on any play. So I'm always thinking like, well, I can't fall in love with a player because I'm not guaranteed that player is actually going to be there for an entire game or an entire month or an entire season. So if I'm in charge and I really care about the entire organization, I'm constantly thinking about how do I build depth? How can I sustain losing a player for a week or two or three? If I'm not thinking that way, then I should be terminated.
Totally agree.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Hey, Sib, hang in there, brother. Hey, don't take it so hard. Remember, it's right. Fun. It's fun. They're making a living at it. For us, it's fun.
I know. God bless you, Doc. Take care.
God bless you, too, man. Yeah, it's got to be fun. I ain't mad at you, but, I mean, you can't let this stuff take you to the point where you lose your passion for the game. I keep saying to myself, they're young. You know, they make these decisions. I'm not coming to camp. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. Okay. But yet you was up at 6 or 7 a.m. most of your life out shooting buckets, running. You were training to get in this position. Then you get close to it, and then somebody gives you some bad advice. Play your way through your negotiation. It's what I suggest. But then again, if you say, I'm not coming, then hey, man, stick to your guns. Anybody that doubts Terry's work ethic doesn't know Terry. He has more than proven himself as a person you can count on. He's going to be there for you. Based on what you're paying him right now, you got the bargain. He's just trying to square the deal up. But that's what happens when you draft third-round pick as opposed to first-round pick. You want to discredit him? He's a bargain for you. For all the things. And they understand that. But no man, especially at that position, to me, could ever hold me hostage. Because it's a finger, not a hand. Now, you start talking about one of them big uglies in there. Because I got to protect who? Repeat after me. J.D. 5. I know who has leverage. I know who could stop a practice or alter something. And it's not. And Terry, I mean, I think it's going to work out for him. But if it doesn't, he'll be okay. He'll go play somewhere else. And we'll get somebody else. And the beat goes on. That's the brutality of pro ball. He's not at the local high school. He's not at the alma mater. It's pro ball. Get with it. Now, if you're getting paid under the table by the agent and the agent suggests you to carry on a storyline for their client, then good for you. You double dipping. You double dipping. But that won't happen here because I get it. And I'm pulling for him and them. I want them both to win. Well, you drawing a line? You just want Terry to win? Then that means your beloved Burgundy Gold can't win. You just want them. I'm not against him or them. It's a team. If you can find a better way to make a living, go do it. Next. And let's keep this thing rolling. And if you don't believe me, just pull out the championship game film and cut it on. That'll sober you up. You got the way you want to be, but that's not the way you want to perform in it. That should be burning your behind up. All you should be focusing on, how do we get back to avenge ourselves? We don't like the way that ended up. You can't convince me that a team that was capable of getting to that point cannot do it again. But the stakes are higher, and now everybody's no more sneaking up. You got jingle bells on you now. You loud as traffic when you come up. So my mindset is that, well, y'all just, you want to keep talking about last year? Let me give you a little hint. It's over. Last year's over. You didn't get the job done when it comes to the big picture. But boy, did you knock down a lot of trees. You resurrected the dead. Now what? See, that's my attitude. Yeah. All that. Yeah, it's over. Now let's recalibrate. What you gonna do now? Now they're looking for you. You got a rep now. What you gonna do? Who wants to be a part of it? And you should have a line of people that want to do it. We got all these other things going on right now. We're 5 years out, stadium, referendum, voting on this and that. Drive by the site at RFK and ask yourself, how much money is the city making off them ruins sitting there? Looks like a garbage pit. Who's making money now? Are the people being benefited right now? Where's aid coming in now? All you Sherlock Holmes, you rocket scientists, it looks like a disaster area. Where's progress in that? You want to convince me that that's better than resurrecting the dead? Okay, play hardball. Prove it. Prove it. In the meantime, you're just killing yourself financially down the road of things that may not get booked. See, here's to me, here's where we're playing chicken at, since you're such a badass. Mess around and decline the action from moving forward that would prevent you from booking acts and shows in 2030. You're such a badass. Go ahead then. Eliminate all that and watch what happens. All power and ego. Because if it's all about progression and the people, look at the Navy Yard before and after. And so the team, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong, Nationals, how much did they pay for their stadium? Did I hear nothing yet? So how do you inherit a stadium, then have an issue over money? Well, that Masson deal was kind of, it was messed up. The O's kind of, yeah, that's why I give the Learners a little bit of room, because that was kind of, to me, that was just poor leadership by MLB. They were put in a trick bag and act like they couldn't get out of it. I don't buy that. I don't buy that. Another spineless act of people in authority that can't make decisions. But this Slim, don't play broke when you didn't have to spend money. So we'll see. But if you want to chase that going down the road, be my guest. We'll go to break on that. It is 2:44 in the nation's capital. And that Odyssey app, every time I mention it, I can't believe it. what a device, what an opportunity for you to go back and hear shows, do whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, and it's free. Mind-boggling. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And counting. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go out to Mike in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc, how you doing, man?
Hey, Mike. I'm good, man.
I just want to say one thing, man, as far as dealing with Terry McLaurin's situation. I don't even really know what the situation is. It shouldn't be a situation. But if you're paying the high rate for a wide receiver with $40 million, Damar Chase, and you got all these people in between, like Metcalf and Jefferson and all them, Terry McLaurin should be right in that class. He should be making – it's no $30 million. He should be making at least $35 million a year. I mean, in my opinion – but for some reason, it's been talked about a lot. I mean, I haven't heard from Terry. I haven't heard from management. They're not going to say anything. But you don't know what the situation is. He might get $35 million. But in my opinion, that is what Terry McLaurin should make. He is the ultimate all-pro. There should be no questions about all this other stuff that we're hearing. He should get paid. That's all he wants. Terry McLaurin, people are not stupid. They know what needs to be done. Pay the man. That's all you have to do. I mean, like, if there is a question about it, just pay him. Because if Damar Chase worth $40 million, Terry McLaurin is worth at least $35 million. And Doc, your opinion is very well evaluated. So I just want to sit back now and just listen to what you got to say about it.
You are worth what you get. He is put in the work. I don't worry about him missing anything. He is the ultimate commander. Now, still got to do business. It's a business transaction that's got to happen. I don't fault any of this. As a matter of fact, I look forward to it because it gives my players behind him a realization in workouts, in meetings. Terry's not here. Now when you get in that huddle and that play is called, guess what? It's different. Now it gives me a chance to look at you. Could I depend upon you? Could Terry very easily turn an ankle? So it gives me a chance, and I'm in the off season. It's the art of what? Negotiations. So what I do while people are negotiating, I move on, start working on my depth. Because I realize even if I sign him, I could lose him in one play. So no one person is bigger, well, JD5, with the exception of them quarterbacks. Hey, man, I just got to keep moving forward. I don't get hung up in it. Unless the agent is paying me under the table, as it appears that he's caught a couple of some of our show hosts, and they want to stretch it out. Other than that, no topic for me. I'm worried about are those big uglies developing? Am I going to be able to knock somebody off the line, or am I going to have my fierce opponent run the ball down my throat and score in the first play of the game? You feel me? That is where my concerns go. Appreciate you, Mike. I ain't worried about Terry. Terry's golden to me. Why? Because I know he's going to be in shape. I love Deebo Samuel. All they keep talking about in San Francisco, is he going to be in shape? Is he ready? But I ain't got time for that. I'm worried about the guy that's going to be ready to play. Deebo's skill set is off the chain. Love the Dup brother doing game time. But if he don't want to get himself in a position to be that guy, that's nothing I can do about it. Go to the next guy. And I hope the next guy's ready. I'm not begging anybody to be ready. Maybe Gullup. We've seen Michael in the past, but this is now. This is what AP has to go through. They're evaluating. This is what the coaches, this is the time of that year. So what I do is sit back and go big picture. Get out of it. Don't make it personal. All I want is a guy in my uniform to perform. I don't care who it is. I just got to get the job done. Because you know who don't care? The New York football Giants. They don't give a hoot. Because they think they can take you in the opener. And that's all you got to focus yourself on. Appreciate that, though. Tell you what, Bennett. I'm happy that people care. We got to market that they care. And that's the beautiful. But you don't want them to waste energy on things out of your control. It is a negotiation. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. And that doesn't mean they don't love him. Who else would they care more about other than JD5? Think about it. Put together your commanders. Top five. Who's on it? top five players on your team right now, do it mentally. Who's on it? So if you got a top five guy, yeah, you care about him, and you're waiting on it because you want to see exactly what happens because there's a lot of love there. He's the ultimate commander. That's what it says to me. But he got to now take that and drop that shed off. It's about his family, his future. He's put in the work. Now it's a value-added system. Well, we'll find out. And either way, they have got to figure out how to get along with him or live without him. That's the organization. Big picture. They got to go large. And us in the middle, we the minions. We just sit back and wait and then hope that we're going to get somebody and we don't get caught. We don't get caught with our pants down. Boy, that simulcast has been real. We got to move on to the next phase. Curly W's coming up, and we're hoping for victory because that's always my battle cry. Victory. Need to get to it. But been a good run, though. I was just honored to be able to get on Big L's program today. That was a lot of fun. Bennett, you've been doing a good job, my friend, and I know the folks down at Team 9A, they appreciate you. You're an up-and-comer. The All-Star balloting and the fact that James Wood does not seem to be where we would like to see him at, what are we going to do about it? That'd be my question. To be honest with you, I don't think it'll affect James one iota. But I think as a fan base, we have an obligation to stand up and be counted for. He's definitely got worthy of it. And that'll be interesting. But the old folks used to say, cool as a cucumber. And that's what James Wood demonstrates to me. And I love his glove. His glove, I mean, he made a play the other night that only a guy like Gumby could make. Because he stretched out, comes in on a liner, and makes it. He gets it going. So we have to be appreciative of the talent that we have. Maybe have three All-Stars. Whether or not they think they are is important. Ashburn is our next stop. We go to Kurt. Kurt, welcome home.
Hey, Don. Always good to talk to you, Doc. Listen, I want to talk about two things if I can. The McLaurin and this gambling stuff.
Yep.
Earlier your colleagues in the weekdays were taking surveys of, are you concerned or worried about McLaurin? That sounds like a smart-ass answer, but it's really not. I never worry about this because worries never changed a thing. So why put myself through that?
Thank you.
Just see what happens and go with it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is about this gambling. It's amazing how this – I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know, but it's amazing how this league has turned around all sports. Back in the early 60s, the three biggest stars in Detroit were Al Kaline of the Tigers, Gordie Howe of the Red Wings, and Joe Schmidt, middle linebacker for the Lions, joined together and formed a syndicate and bought Racehorse. And immediately, all three commissioners in those three sports stepped in and said, nope, we don't want any association with gambling. You have to sell the horse, which they did. Mm-hmm. And when you look at how the league views that now, it's just it's amazing how it's come full circle. And I don't know how they rationalize it. If it was evil then, it's evil now. But whatever, that's the way the world is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they jumped in the sack with the devil. And now they're trying to claim that they were taken advantage of. Really? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't build guardrails for it, Kurt. They didn't. And
yeah,
it's, again, who do you trust? Who do you put your trust in if your executive level fails you over and over and over? They had to deal with the crooked referee. Was that been 20 years ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, 20, 25 years ago. So it's part of society. That's like saying, even though the Surgeon General puts a label on a pack of cigarettes and tells you it may have cut down the sales a little bit, but people still buy them.
Yeah, I know.
So we have to take responsibility. The problem is it's just a failure in leadership. The most disappointing thing I'd say about sports is that I'm just surprised at how often we fail top down.
Yeah. I know. Even when there's glaring problems and you purposely don't recognize it, I think that was the case with Paterno at Penn State.
Well, see, it's that's another thing that people don't want to discuss, because we're so busy trying to make people monuments. They're humans.
Yeah.
And they're all humans are flawed. So you need a support system. That was barbaric beyond anything I can think of. And and not to say that it's not happening now. We don't know. I don't. Hopefully, it's less that has happened. But now we have other avenues, and this wagering NIL. At least they seem to be like it's on their agenda now.
Yeah.
I don't know how it could have never been, but it do seem like whoever thought having kids barely just got their license, it'd be a good thing to have them with vintage sports cars on campus or wearing $100,000 pieces of jewelry. Yeah, that makes really good sense. Let's buy into that. And that can't possibly harm us. How many years were the national champions or close to it, the Georgia Bulldogs? How many vehicular problems did we have? Loss of life. Speeding, reckless, all this. Yeah. But all the kids. Yeah. So that's the adults. And again, we want to win so badly that sometimes we look the other way or we don't do what we should do. It never gets better. It gets worse. Because the kids are too young to understand the opportunities they have before them. They don't know.
That's right.
Slip away.
And you know what's funny? Along those lines, I was just reading online today. This guy named Weiss, who used to be an assistant with the University of Michigan, he gained access to all kinds of private information illegally in the student database at Michigan, and he was brought up on charges or fraud, I guess. And he's suing Harbaugh and the university for not stopping him from doing it.
I have an insider there, and Brother Carpenter. I, if you say anything about the University of Michigan, I'll have to double check it with him because, as he says, and I quote, they're the winningest football program on the planet, collegiate program. And we'll have to see. But, you know, there's a lot going on now. And but it wasn't just Michigan. We let this New England thing, as far as I'm concerned, it was swept under the rug.
If we
got a so-called GOAT, the GOAT shouldn't have to do anything outside of the parameters to beat you. But we literally, a lot of us, that the quote GOAT got busted.
No, we
don't even talk about it.
I know.
We let that roll. Just like we let the commissioner's office lose tapes. Oh, no, we had it, and now we don't.
Yep.
Nobody raised any uproar over that.
Well, you know, one
so
of the things...
So we get what we deserve. All I'm saying is that we get what we deserve.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, we get what we deserve.
Well, something that one of you, I think it might have been Linnell, said it's all about greed and this gambling thing. You can never have enough. And that's what occurs to me and probably a lot of other people, that so many of these billionaires we know of that are in the public eye, they won't ever have anything I have. And that's a particular thing, and that is enough. I have enough. But these guys, even with billions, they want more. So I don't know, kind of build a
country. Can't hate the drive. I mean, the competitive spirit that we build upon, we drive. But that's why you're supposed to have, where are the guardrails?
Yeah.
Where's the structure? If you just followed out and did what you said you were going to do, a lot of this would be solved. But you didn't do what you said you were going to do. You didn't police the police. Everybody needs to have Big Brother. Who checks them?
Yep, I agree.
So you answer your own question. I love our audience because they are high IQ. Not like some blocks I listen to. Yeah, and so I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. Yeah, you got it. Yeah, I think you attract your own listeners. And if you want to sell them some horse manure and they buy it, then they'll hang around you. We don't do that. This is adult entertainment. This ain't for kids. Be feels good is not good for you. All we're asking is that the people that have a position of responsibility and or power to actually do your damn job. Period. If you do that, then it helps the rest of us conduct ourselves in a civil manner and we can get some stuff done. But if you're not going to police yourself and let somebody get away with murder or slip behind the rules, then that starts to deteriorate. My biggest example on the NBA draft, and I'm telling you, two top six picks were on one team. Was that team in the run for the Final Four, Bennett? How could a team with two top six picks?
They didn't even make the tournament, Doc.
No, but we're not talking about that. We're not even discussing that. And I'm going, how could we not? How did that team not win? If I got two badasses. I want him so bad, he say he ain't even coming to stuff. We want to, nah, Slim, I ain't got time for you. First of all, I wouldn't want you. Two of them on one team. Didn't bust a grape. But you strutting yourself around here like, you something I just go. Now, if it's the Harlem Globetrotters, sign him up. It's an individual thing, entertainment. Okay, you get him. Team basketball? Am I supposed to believe that this guy was going to help me win games? What was going to be different? Because are we paying him? What was he going to do at the next level that he didn't do at Rutgers? You tell me. Because I think he definitely needs some assistance. That's why I miss Coach Thompson so much. Don't take the okie doke. Oh, I've been listening. I love all the draft pundits. We got a couple of them ourselves. They're experts. They know all this. Can't tell me why you got two top six players on one team and the team didn't bust a grape. Nick in Purcellville. Welcome to Overtime.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir. Hey, I want to just bring something up about the new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
One tradition's going to disappear, and that's tailgating. Because I heard of the new design, and there won't be any flat, open field parking. It's going to be a parking tower. And you can't really do any tailgating in a parking tower unless you're on the top. And I'll just say, for safety's sake, you can't barbecue.
Thank God.
And they're going to do that because they want you to buy their food there, you know, and their booze. And that's one thing. And I think if you're going to design a stadium, a new stadium, do a dome stadium, you know, and maybe a dome stadium with a roof that you can open on nice, you know, October days, you know. Where you
I heard a number. I can't substantiate it, but I heard it's like $1 billion or so for the roof itself.
Uh-huh. So there's.
And I agree with
that.
You. I think you should have it, but I can agree with anything because it's not my money. But I do agree with you. If we're going to do it right way or don't do it at all.
That's right.
Don't give me, you know, a low budget plan. If blow it out, do if we all that, and then bag of chips, we the nation's capital, monumental city, then act like it. Build the best, attract the best events, and go on and show off. If not, why are we kidding ourselves?
That's
Have
right.
you driven by the area lately?
No, I don't go over there. I've never even been to Dan Snyder Stadium.
Oh, okay.
You know,
it don't make you a bad guy.
Yeah, and you know, it's causing my pockets. But anyway, I'm concerned about that too. You know, the cost of going to a game for young people. You know, that's a thrill going to a live game. You know, it's not like watching it on TV. And how many young people are going to be able to buy a ticket, get a ticket to go even see a game anymore? You know, it's
well, most young people don't. I mean, you got to be privileged. I went to one game as a pro. Cleveland Browns, L.A. Rams, that's through the church. If it had not been through the church, I wouldn't have been to any games. So most of the country is under that same deal. The privilege, if you're blessed enough to grow into money, that's different. Most people don't have a chance to go to no pro games at any rate. Nick, good hearing from you, man.
You're welcome.
I got to take a break. It's 3:14 in the nation's capital. We'll take a break. 1-800-636-1067, MGM National Listener Line. We'll try to squeeze in as many as we can before we turn this bad boy over to Nationals baseball. Oh, Nick, out in Purcellville. That was good. Got a lot of people that got that concentration thing going today, trying to figure it out. My guy, Mitch Tischler, who's one part of that dynamic duo with J.P. Finley, in covering the Commanders as an event today. And, you know, you do get a lot done, even without full pads. But a lot of it is mental. But for the puppies coming here and never been here, it's awesome. You get a chance to figure out the people you're working with, especially in the building, strength and conditioning, trainers. These people have a huge role in your life. Some of the best relationships you'll end up with are with your strength and conditioning coach. I know for me, D-Boy, Bubba, Kiyoki, all the people that were in those rooms, you're with them for hours. And there's no lonelier moments in sports as when you're injured. Who helps you heal? Who helps you get back to where you need to be? Very important in this process. And the Commanders, they've got excellent people in those positions. You know, right now, we go through that lull. I can't wait for, you know, like it's over now. Mini camp, blah, blah, blah. Then they come in and they put check them pads out. Then we start moving in the right direction. And the fact that hopefully, and I have no idea, hopefully they'll engage with the Ravens again, because I just love the way they approach football and they're a good sparring partner. I wish we played them every year. And then you can start getting your team grizzled, get them straight, because the opener, you know, if you think Tampa considered you capable of beating them a year ago or were concerned about you, you might be dead wrong. You might need to go get mental checkup. But I can tell you this, that the Giants, they are licking their chops. They got to be just thrilled because they think that you might underestimate them. That ain't going to happen. DQ and the company will not allow that to happen. Now it comes down to the guys that claim this is their team. Well coached or not, it's still the players. Got to embrace this. Do I think that there'll be a presence in Giant Stadium? You better believe it. The way these guys now, I mean, you know, Road Warrior, Ted and the boys. I just think that it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. The impact that the Burgundy and Gold Nation has now as opposed to last year is day and night. Some of these people, it's going to be like the night of the living dead as people start surfacing. I notice now I don't see an event where I don't see some Commander's gear spotted out. I was watching Stephen A. and the boys whether I'm watching any of the talking heads, McAfee, I see a JD5 jersey. I see presence. I see Commander's gear now. And I mean, that's exciting. Cause we were done. I mean, we were just like, we weren't even in the notes, what you call the credits before. Thank goodness a lot of you hung in there. And now you were rewarded last year, but this is just the beginning. Now the question is, how far can you take it? And you're going to need everybody you have over there, all, you know, going in the same direction. And if you do that, I think that possibilities are endless. I really don't see anything that makes me think that, I know I sound like rally captain right now, but I am in total belief that the commitment they made in beefing up on the D-line, we do got to get some edge presence. And what we never seem to factor in, who is going to be our training camp hero? Somebody that's free agent, UFA, undrafted free agent. Who's going to steal camp? Every year, somebody comes to our attention. We need one of those at every level. You need an offense, defense, and special teams surprise. Comes back, somebody coming in there hungry, that wants to make a name for themselves. And that's the beauty of camp to me, is what we discover. I remember, and it don't take long, Daryl Grant, oh my God, they're looking around, who is this? Plays offense, defense, snaps the ball, center the wedge, 5-tool player. It can happen. The draft only matters draft day. After that, hey man, it's irrelevant. Now you get an environment, some guy just want to go ball. And it starts building up the confidence. Every sport has it. Think you're more dependent in football because the numbers of people on the field, they have to be in sync. And I'm just coming fresh off a game last night, man, watching the Divas. It's like, you know, you can't help a team beat you. You can't have somebody come off, jump off sides. You know, it's so many little things. That's why the game is so revered. It is so hard to be good at it consistently. You might have a good year. Last year was a good year. We're trying to build a good program that is constantly in the hunt. I don't know what else you can ask for. And with all these things about stadiums and all these things that are on the verge right now of happening, you couldn't be better at a better time. Can you imagine if you sucked right now trying to get things paid? You have no shot with that old group. I wouldn't want you. But with this new ownership team, management team, coaching staff, how can you not invest in them? And it's been a long, many years that I could say that. That's the vibe I have. What does it guarantee you? Guarantees you have a shot. That's it. JD5 was showing up at 4:35 o'clock in the morning. That's when I thought they got a chance. Because leader of the pack is under center. Next thing is that, is he in control of his mental state? Check. Check. Third, is he run by social media or does he run social media? Check. It's not hard to figure this out. Is it about winning or is it about stats? Winning. It's clear as day, JD5. It's about winning. The dude is like a he's an absolute addict at winning. Not stats, winning. Eckler, he's the linchpin for me. Always will be. Why? Because he's a flat-out baller. Baller. We just got to keep his skull. We can't let him be doing that crash dummy thing. That's not good. We just got to protect him from himself. And you have right now, the dude to me, he's electric. That's how good he is. He's electric. You got some people, man. Be patient and let that thing develop in front of him. And I tell you what, I think you're going to have something. Bennett, as always, man, I hate to see it come to an end because I have so much fun, man, mixing it up with you here on Overtime. And now I'm out hunting victories because that's what I do. When I'm not on the air, I'm hunting victories. And I'm going to ask a lot of the Curly W's today. I need a W. I don't know if that's asking too much. Sometimes I feel like I'm not asking enough. Bennett, you might be able to settle with this losing deal, but I can't. So I'm going to demand a victory and hope that the boys, the Curly W's, bring one home. How's that sound? Bennett, are you with me? All right, let's go do this thing. Go get a Curly W.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.